It's 18 past the hour. Let's check in with a man right now, Roland Martin. How are you doing this morning, my man?
Skip Murphy, how you doing?
Doing great, bro.
All right, your Cowboys barely survived last night against the Buccaneers, and so.
But they survived.
They did survive, but you were praying too. I felt you calling on Jesus, Freddie Haynes, calling on the Pope, calling on everybody trying to help you last night.
Hey, prayer
Jackie
works.
Jackie Reed, how you doing?
Good, sir. Happy Monday.
Shepherd.
Hi, Roland. How are you? I miss you.
I'm doing great. Miss you as well, darling. Let's get right to it. That is, we've seen lots of drama. First of all, shout out to Morgan State University. I gave their commencement speech on Friday. Had a fabulous, fabulous time. Enjoyed it so much. Shout out to President David Wilson. All the alphas there. He's an alpha as well. If you ain't an alpha. Don't hate him. You can't get in. All right, then. Stop talking, Julian Malvo. This is my show. In North Carolina, the special session ended. Tons of laws that were passed. North Carolina trying to strip the incoming Democratic governor of lots of his power. One of the folks who's been leading the fight against this moral revolution there, Moral Mondays, and the fusion movement is Reverend Dr. William J. Barber. Reverend Barber, how you doing?
Well, Doc, we're in this fight. We're in this fight, and we're going to fight. You know, we got this. We had the legislators in North Carolina called a hurricane flood special session, claiming they wanted to help people. They used that as a trick and a cover to have what I'm calling now a Herod sinister session, because they're so afraid. You know, the courts have ruled that our legislature is unconstitutionally constituted. They've got to redraw all the lines and have new elections next year. So they've decided they want to try to strip the incoming governor and the people of that power of the vote. And Doc, we're fighting. They've done this 13 times, Roland, in North Carolina. They've passed unconstitutional laws and we beat them. And now they're trying to say the governor can't appoint his own people. He's got to come through the Senate. They're trying to change the route to the Supreme Court. They're cutting the number of appointments that he can make. And it's just unconstitutional. Let me give you a quick thing. All the people that planned this session were white in secret. They didn't have anybody else in there. Number two, we believe that they have violated so many laws, we're going to sue them. And nearly 100 people were arrested because, Roland, they locked the doors to the gallery and would not let the people in the people's house come in and watch them what they were doing.
In fact, when we talk about what they did, McCrory signs the bills into law, does not address the public, holds no news conference. I mean, he is, at the end of the day, a sore, sorry loser.
Yeah, a sore, sorry, sad loser. And they're mad because what happened? Our coalition, over 3 years, was work to change the consciousness. We won the governor's slot. In spite of Trumpism, the governors, the AG, Secretary of State, all of those we won, the auditor, and a black man in North Carolina ran for the Supreme Court as a progressive. He won 76 counties and more than 300,000 vote margin between him and his competitor, which was more than the margin between Trump and Clinton. And it shows that you can break down the South if you organize right and build the right kind of movement. And they are scared to death. And McCrory is just sorry, you're right, to sign a bill taking away powers that he enjoyed from the incoming governor. But we're headed to court. We believe we can beat this. And on February, the second weekend in February, we're having a mass moral march on Raleigh. I'm going to be talking about, we want everybody to come because, look, we got to stop this because if we don't, it'll spread to other states. So we got to stop it right now.
And they stripped the Supreme Court of a lot of its power, shifting it to a lower court because in 2017, you're going to have these new elections because the lines are being redrawn according to the court system, correct?
Well, correct. And here's the thing about it. This is why we believe they violated the Voting Rights Act Section 2 and probably the Equal Protection Clause on Amendment 14th Amendment, because we voted with certain understanding about the governor and about the courts. And the fact that, as I said, all white people got in a secret session and did this, we believe that's serious challenge. What they're now saying is that instead of you being able to go straight from Superior Court just to the Supreme Court, where we have this progressive court now, they want all 15 members of the appellate court to have to hear an appeal. Not Roland. You know that's never been the case. There's always a panel. You know, a panel of three, a panel of two. Now they said because the appellate court is Republican, basically. And many lawyers and scholars are saying that is a serious violation because they didn't stack the courts. We beat them. They were going to stack the Supreme Court, but we beat them on that. They have now denied access to the courts by creating this 15-panel requirement.
You mentioned the February march in Raleigh. Have you set a date yet?
Oh, yeah. It's the Saturday. It's the second Saturday in February. It will start right at 9:30. I will get you all the information. Hopefully we can push that. And people have asked me, what can they do if they want to send a little Christmas gift to NCNAACP? Just go to the website and do that. If you're in North Carolina, join the NAACP, join the Forward Together Mall movement. We're going to beat them. We're going to go to court and beat them. We're going to go to the polls and get people elected next year because these seats will be up. It's the first time the courts have ever ordered a special election. So these folks will only be in office for a year if we really go to the polls and work and build this coalition. Lastly, you know how Herod was scared, Roland, in the Bible? He was scared. They are scared. They are afraid. That's why they're doing this, and that's why they're cheating.
Let me say it again, Reverend Barber, you are a preacher, but I believe you got to make that direct money appeal. Folks, they've raised already $63,000. The goal is $100,000. Let me be clear. You have to fund this effort. It takes money for the lawyers. If we're talking about our democracy, we must be willing to step up. So, Reverend Barber, give the website again where our listeners can give, whether it's $10,000, $5,000, $1,000, $500, $100, $5. Scott Bowden, I expect you to give a big check over there as well. But, Reverend Barber, what's that number? What's the website for people to give?
You go to the NC. Make sure they go to NCNAACP. NCNAACP. You can click on donate and you can give something and you can also join. Please do that. We need to fight and we need your help to do this.
All right, then. Well, keep the fight up. And as any good alpha, you holding it down in the memory of Dr. King and others. Just let you know, Scott Bolden, that's an alpha, too.
Yeah, Rembo.
Do you agree with me?
A little bit of. Get on up, get involved by James Brown. We need folks to get on up and get involved because you know a real alpha know how to jam, brother.
There you go.
All right, Red Bob.
All y'all who not alphas, alphas your daddy, stop going. Skip Murphy.
Unbelievable.
Reed, Reverend Barber, Sharon Shepard, I appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Roll. Huggy is coming up next. Check your time, 27 past the hour.